You are tuned to WCOP-FM in Boston, 100.7 megacycles on your FM dial. WCOP-FM is a broadcast service of Plow Incorporated. At this time, we are conducting test programming for your heritage of great music from our transmitter located in Lexington, Massachusetts.
If you are so inclined, you may mail your cash check or money order to WV as in Victor, WVCA, 50 Maplewood Avenue, Gloucester, Massachusetts, 01930. And now that I've said my piece, let's get back to the music.
With this, we conclude another program of Dimensions in Sound. We invite you to join us next week for another hour of stereo on these stations. Equipment for this program has been made available through the courtesy of Vogt Quality Recordings, with technical supervision by Robert A. Vogt. Now, this is Ted Baer of WBUR-FM.
And Bill Cadmus of WGBH-FM.
Returning each station to its regular broadcast schedule.
This is George Fennell of WHIO News. Last Monday, August 1st, 1966, Charles Whitman shot and killed his wife and mother. Then, calmly armed himself with a veritable arsenal of weapons of every conceivable description, and clambered to the observation deck of the Texas Tower, located on the campus of the University of Texas in Austin. From that vantage point, Whitman methodically shot 33 people, killing 15, including an unborn child, until he himself was shot to death by police.
Right now, 15 minutes before 11, WPRO radioactive in August time, and 76 trombones, downtown street level Providence temperature.
Mighty, mighty, mighty 63, the place for you and me. Radiant Radio Pro, on wonderful WPRO. Wonderful WPRO in Providence.
The orchestra of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, was conducted by Georg Solti, as we heard the ballet music from the opera Faust by Gounod on a New London recording, CM9285. We'll continue with music of Poulenc in just a few seconds. This is the Technology Broadcasting System. WTBS Cambridge, 88.1 FM in Greater Boston, 640 AM at MIT.
You've been listening to Variations on a Theme featuring John Thornton. We invite you to join us again each Thursday evening at 8:05 for Variations on a Theme. This is the Concert Network. This is WBCN in Boston, 104.1 FM.
You have done me a very great courtesy in allowing me to come into your living room this evening. I thank you sincerely. God bless each of you. And good night.
Remember, tomorrow is election day. It's your duty to vote. And now, good night from the White House in Washington, D.C.
This special broadcast was sponsored by the Republican National Committee in support of the candidacy of President Eisenhower and Vice President Nixon. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
WNAC Boston Lawrence, the easy listening spot at 680 on your dial.
Francis Madeira has led the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra with soloists and the Lexington Choral Society in a performance of the Symphony No. 9 in D minor, Opus 125, the Choral Symphony of Ludwig van Beethoven. The featured work on tonight's 15th anniversary concert by the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra. This brings us to the end of WPFM's first broadcast of this season's concerts by the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra. During the coming winter and spring music season, we shall bring you the remaining three concerts by this orchestra, as well as other outstanding local musical events broadcast live in high fidelity on your Providence fine music station.